might say that molasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, the old people used that molasses as a, just a shortcut for syrup, you see. Instead of saying syrup, they just call it molasses. And just like the old pony meal, you know, like when they grind up that cane or that cane through there and get the juice out of it. Mm-hmm. Or they call it the old pony meal and they call it the molasses meal.
Mm-hmm. But you so, say molasses, how do you finish that sentence?
The one of the molasses is thick, it's something like a syrup, and it's just a word used mostly by the older people, the word molasses.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you've got, you know, syrup or molasses from trees. What is it?
That's maple. That's maple syrup. Maple sugar.
Okay. And something in imitation, you might say that it's what? It's not imitation, it's...
You mean like something sweet?
No, or just an item. Say this is the real item. It's...
That's genuine.
Okay. Sugar is sold retail, already put up in packages, and wholesale. It's sold what?
It's sold in pounds. It's sold in bags. From 2 pounds all the way up to 100 pounds.
But you might say it's sold in bulk.
In bulks, in 100-pound bulks, or 50-pound bulks, or they've got they've got 10 pounds. They got I don't know what they've got. Yeah, they've got 10 pounds sack of sugar. I don't know what they have in between that and a 50-pound or not, but they probably do have a 25-pound.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar and the juice of either apples, peaches, or strawberries? It's clear, but it's got, well, no, you can see through it, but it's got a, you know, it's either blue or yellow, or, and it
you
wiggles.
You mean a liquid?
No, it sets up after pouring it in the jar. You can spread it on sandwiches. You might have a peanut butter and...
jelly sandwich.
Okay. And what do you, two well-known seasoning things do you have on a table?
Well, now, seasoning, you have salt and pepper for seasoning.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. So, say you went to a store and bought some apples, you might, you know, say, an apple. Or if you wanted an apple, you'd say,
give me an apple.
Okay. And you want not. Okay. Yeah. If there were some boys that had done some damage to an uninhabited house, maybe they'd burned some rocks in the winter, you might say. It wasn't these boys, it must have been one of
the other boys.
Okay, or one of
his boys.
Okay. Or if there were a bunch of them, you'd say it must be you.
Must have been their boys.
Okay. Or suppose you were identifying a certain group, you say it wasn't these boys, it was
their boys.
Or those
boys.
Okay. If you're pointing to a tree way off, you might say it's
that tree over there.
Or it's pretty far away. It's just, you're kind of vague. It's
over yonder.
Okay. Yeah. You might be showing someone how to do something and say, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. When someone speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it? You might say,